The transition ahead. Coming up next, the assistant general manager of Geek Bar Chicago, Shayna Lynn Waitzman.
I'm really short, you guys. I'm learning about this now. So I didn't go to Gen Con or go to my 10-year reunion this weekend, but I did spend the entire weekend helping my parents move from their three-bedroom house that they've lived in for 31 years to a one-bedroom apartment. So when I get home, I'm going to be drinking something a little bit stronger than water, but that's not my story. I have a little notebook, but it's sort of falling apart. How my weekend's going. This is the story of the first time I ever got drunk, which is really like the first time I ever drank. My parents were hippie folk. They met at a science fiction fantasy convention, which explains this. And so they always had like alcohol and things that weren't alcohol but were other things in the house. And so I never had that urge that other people have, that when they're like, ooh, what's this? This is exciting. But I do feel like I did get drunk before 21, so I feel like that gives me a little bit of street cred. My notes. Okay, I don't even know if this is like a funny story or, you know, if it's not poignant. I doubt it's life affirming, but it's a true story that's slightly embarrassing. So I figure that's good enough. I was 18. I was a senior in high school, and my friends and I were all applying to the same college that happened to have this great movie contest thing, where all you had to do is like 10 minutes long. You had to put in things like, here's a Cubs hat, and here's another thing, and here's a third thing, and you had to do like 10 of those things in it. So we were like, okay, you guys, I know this. Everybody's just gonna do some of that avant-garde bullshit. They're gonna be like, there's somebody swimming in the lake, and it's black and white, and they stop. And they're going to use that to get all their, like, their shit in there. So we're like, all right, we're better than this. We're cooler than this. We're pretty sweet. Let's do a mockumentary about those sorts of people. Am I right, guys? We were so cool. We were so cool. Yeah. Yeah. So cool. We were so cool. We were pretty baller. Okay. We decided to do a mockumentary on that sort of thing. I was really into Christopher Guest at the time. Yeah. Still am now. His stuff is pretty great. And so we did it, and it was good. For 18-year-olds, it was actually pretty good. And, like, I want to tell you right now, we were assholes back then, and, like, everybody put in great movies, and they really worked hard on it. But the first place winner really was some avant-garde bullshit. So, and we got second place. So really, second place, second place. Yay! Yay! Yeah, so we were actually proven completely right, which for 18-year-olds, you never want them to know that they're right. Because that's just a bad idea, because then they're going to do stupid shit with that. So we were like, you guys, we got second place. We were right about those assholes. Let's all go and get wasted. What? What?
I think it was this way.
So that's what we did. We went back to our friend's place. His parents were divorced, so that always helped us out. His mom was gone with, like, her boyfriend or ever. And so we started, so it was me and it was two of my friends. And we were so cool, you guys. We decided that we were going to do shots and we were going to do a drinking game. We were going to make up our own drinking game. So the drinking game that we made up, because we were so cool. And we were theater kids. We weren't theater kids, but we were theater kids. Yeah. So. That way? So we decide to do shots to the Lion King. Every time they did a Hamlet reference. Am I right? Were we cool?
Yes! You're so cool, you guys. You're so cool.
Okay, we're really cool. So when I was originally thinking back to this story, I was thinking about the fact that I remember that I got to approximately 9 shots.
Oh,
yeah. No, so it's very, somebody told me later that it's possible that we were doing like half shots or whatever, but I am not a big person. And actually I was saying like, I couldn't remember what it was that we were drinking. This was a while ago. I didn't know anything about alcohol, but I was actually at a friend's wedding in Seattle the other weekend, and they were trying all these really, like, nice, really great whiskeys, and as I leaned over to smell them, I had to take a step back, because that's when I realized it was whiskey that we were drinking that night, and smelling that whiskey made me want to barf again, because that night ended with me throwing up. I think my trajectory not only hit the couch, but also the wall.
Oh.
And then I passed out.
Really,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. I am impressive. I don't know how this happened, but as an 18-year-old, I don't believe I got hungover at all. So I just want to say impressive one more time. This way this time, just because I feel like it. I don't drink that much anymore. I don't think anyone really should drink that much. I mean, drink, yes, please. Alcohol's delicious. I don't know if that's the moral to my story. Alcohol's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what? 9 shots, passed out, throw up on the wall. You're right. So the moral to my story, 18-year-olds getting drunk, is alcohol is delicious, you guys, but I can't drink whiskey anymore. Have a good one.
You drink it forever.
Thank you, Shayna. I felt like I was on an episode of Price is Right with the amount of high-fiving there. There is a reason to sit in the front row at your stories now. I hope that future storytellers follow that example. Can I say, me and Dwight actually went to a taping of Price is Right a year ago, and like they actually like.
Did you win?
No, we didn't even get to go on, which is a real bummer. But yeah, but like they, it's like it takes an hour and a half, and you feel like you're on adrenaline the whole time, like you're not even paying attention because the whole thing is designed to like keep you hyped for the show, and it's just very weird. It's almost like a druggish experience. It's like such a bright, weird room, and. I don't know, it was really cool. Dwight got to shake Drew Carey's hand, because he asked. And then some other guy was like, hey, Drew, can I shake your hand? And Drew was like, no, that guy already did it. So, yeah, Dwight's a trendsetter.